Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you're listening to Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics out in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio here today, we've been on a wing and a prayer here this morning, and I'm very thankful that Bob Lindsley has come down here to do a live acoustic session here this morning. How are you, Bob?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You seem a little off mic, so hold on a second.
I'm going to get closer here. How about
there? There you go. Talking to the mic.
Details, you know?
Talking to the mic. Maybe I can hypnotize
one, two,
him.
Into one, it. Two. Okay.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play a song I wrote. It's called Watching the Water. I have a tendency to go down the ocean a lot, or at least the bay. I live across from the bay, and I'll go down there, drink in hand, and just watch the water and watch what's going on. And This song came to me, and I'm going to do this one first, and we'll go with that.
Okay, here's Bob Lindsley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Birds flying by over my chair. I was on the move, on their way somewhere. Gulls, ospreys, skimmers, and terns flying high don't seem to be concerned. Pelicans are diving, make a big splash. Dolphins swimming smoothly as they go past. Love to watch them do above the water moves. It never gets old, the things that they can do. Grew up on the water and I got to have it near. Like the wind and the rain and the sound in my ear. I could sit and watch water all day. No place I'd rather be than the ocean or by the bay. Beach is my solace, a place to go and be. Thank God my family raised me by the sea. Each day I go down, look at what's in front of me. Grateful for the chance here by the sea. I grew up on the water and I got to have it near. Like the wind and the rays make their sounds in my ear. I could sit and watch water all day. No place I'd rather be than the ocean or by the bay. Grew up on the water and I got to have it near. Like the wind and the waves and the sound in my ear. I could sit and watch water all day. No place I'd rather be than the ocean or by the bay. By the bay.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Bob Lindsley here on Hunter at Sunrise. And man, you can just feel the beach in that song, I must say. Did you write it while you were down at the beach,
maybe? No, I came back and I just up to the house. I was on a writing kick a few years back, and that theme just popped into my head. And you start thinking about it.
of all the stuff that's down there. When you're sitting there and you see it, you see the dolphins every night or most every night. You just see this stuff. It's kind of fun.
I can see all of it through that song. By the way, this acoustic session is up on Facebook right now. We have it up on Facebook Live. And if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Bob Linsley here this morning. So tell me about this EP that you sent me. You sent me this EP towards the end of the year. How did it come about?
It's really a cool story. There's a guy named Norman Probst, and he was a Berklee College grad student. He's a retired Navy diver. Mm-hmm. And he approaches me. I was down at a gig, Ocean's 14 or something like that, and he wanted to record. And so we got together. We recorded. I brought one of my friends over to play harmonica and went over there two or three times. So I was like his final project for his master's or whatever he was getting. And currently he is at Martina McBride's Blackbird Studios getting a certificate there. And he's coming back at the end of the month, next month, and we're going to get together and do some more stuff. Maybe even clean up the EP a little more and make it a little more little less harmonica, a little less something. But it's just I'm kind of excited with him coming back because he's so smart. You know, all the little toys he has, you look at it, oh, my gosh.
But does he have them in his home or is this actual studio?
It was in his house and he had it all set up and you had the wall of, you know, whatever they have for those things, consoles and things like that. It was fascinating. But he'll be back soon. And that's how that came about. And I just sent it to you. Well, okay, I got something legitimate here. I sent him knowing that he did it. And then next thing I know, you're playing on the radio, which I appreciated.
No problem.
And that was fun. That was kind of exciting. And then you invite me to do this. That was fun. That was kind of exciting. And then I get stopped by a train coming over here. That was not fun and exciting. But it's all right. I'm here.
Well, you're lucky the show is even here this morning. Yeah, I wanted to tell you, Bob.
Good to know.
Yeah. So let's also talk about this open mic you have going on now at Fisher's Neighborhood Kitchen on Great Neck Road, is it not?
So, yes, that's correct.
So when did this start? And it seems like it's really taking off.
I walked in to get a gig in there last fall. This is after another gig had dried up. And so within 2 weeks, you know, I found these people or less than that anyway. And I knew the guy. Wasn't sure, and they were talking. And I said, "We're thinking about doing an open mic." And so, like, I can do that. I've done that before. That was right before Thanksgiving, and we did it, started it, and it has exploded.
How many people are showing up for this?
I run 16 people through there, if not more, every time we do it. Little 15-minute segments, and we have a regular crew. They call me, or I check in with them, and plus others that come in. And it's gotten so popular now. They're looking for another night to do something over there. So we thought, well, let's do an open mic. So we're going to start a second one. But that's going to be straight walk-ins. That'll be on Monday nights. I don't know. We'll try it for a month, see if it works.
So straight walk-ins means you just show up and put your name on a list.
Yes, correct.
But this other one, you, I guess, sign up online?
Sign up. I'm in touch with most of these people, and they can contact me with my phone number or whatever it may be, or on Facebook. I'll put it on the site. And usually by Wednesday, we're packed in.
Wow.
If somebody cancels, then I'll contact somebody. Hey, it's available. You want to do it.
Is there an audience that is not playing? I mean, is there people coming
to listen? It depends on the night.
Yeah.
Last week, it wasn't as big. The week before, we were slammed.
Wow, okay.
It just depends on a group of friends or people would come out. But it's successful enough that they're having a good time with it. And it's close to the house. And it's good food, good drinks and things like that. And it's a good location. So your wife earlier, it was an old Burger King, and it's been quite a few things since then, but it seems to have landed on its feet as being Fisher's. And one of the guys, the owners of this restaurant, he owns like 13 restaurants, including Quirks and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So there is a background, there is veteran leadership in places. And
yeah, that is veteran, because Quirks has been around for a little while here.
Yeah.
So. It's downtown center, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking with Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play something else for us?
Yeah, I got one.
Because we're not ending the acoustic session. I guess you could talk all the way through it, but no, we want you to play.
We'll play a little bit. Yeah, I kind of talk a lot. It's been known to happen. I got a song I wrote. It's called The Ghost of Hallmark. And it's
my favorite song from last year is this song, friends. I love this song.
It's a tongue-in-cheek.
my wife Denise is looking at me in a really odd way.
So for all you Hallmark lovers, don't take it personally. It's my wife is a Hallmark fan.
Oh.
And the story behind this real quickly is I'm laying down there in bed. She just jumped on me. Says, I'm the ghost of Hallmark. I got up three times in the middle of the night and wrote the words. The next day closed it out. And it's when you – well, if you're a Hallmark fan, I actually have watched some things on it and love it in places, but most of the time it's like, oh my God, it's the same person.
Or oh my God, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing is happening in this, only it's just different people.
Yeah, same location, it's this, that, and the other. And then she got another, well, anyway, I'll move on.
Here's Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Want to watch Hallmark? Said no man ever. Want to see the guy and girl get together? It's the same thing every night. I want to watch Hallmark. Yeah, right. Well, it comes to my house every night, gets a hold of my beautiful wife. Ghost of Hallmark and never gets up. Eternal hope of everlasting love. Guy and the girl get together in the end. It's the same thing over and over again. Over and over again. I wanna watch Hallmark, said no man ever. I wanna see the guy and girl get together. It's the same thing every night. Wanna watch Hallmark, yeah right. Well, it comes to haunt me in my sleep. Even when I'm counting sheep, it never goes away, it's always there. The woman can only know what ends with it. The woman I know really love this show can't seem to get enough in their life. Look out, boys, it's Christmas time. There goes your TV live. I wanna watch Hallmark, said no one ever. I wanna see the guy and girl get together. It's the same thing every night. I wanna watch Hallmark, yeah right. Well, the ghost of Hallmark is in my house.
Like I said, tongue in cheek.
Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise with my new favorite song ever. You know, all kidding aside, Denise and I watch Hallmark all the time in Christmas time. And by the way, I'm going to play that song again during next Christmas. But, you know, she gets to watch all of the Hallmark movies that she wants to watch, and I watch them with her. And then I get to watch March Madness whenever I want to when that comes around. So it's a trade-off.
I like that.
Everything, you know, happens for a reason. So, anyway, when you get this engineer back, you're going to put all four of these songs on there. Are you going to put anything else?
I've got some others that I've done through the years and things like that. I ran into a guy yesterday named Beach Bill. I hadn't seen him, and I'm glad to see he's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote a song about him many years ago because he was one of these people that wandered the beach all the time. And it was like he was getting away with being a free spirit.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of jealous. I was teaching at the time, and that's why I was working full-time at But yeah, I'll have a few more that'll be on there. I think it's just a matter of getting time, but I have no idea what I'm going to do with it after that. It's just I had some stuff on SoundCloud and I took everything down, so I'm just kind of it's just there. I'll give it to you. I know that.
You're going to just wing it, as
yeah,
you put.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That some of the best albums were you know the people winged it. So
yeah,
that's cool. We're talking with Bob Linsley, and by the way, it is up on Facebook live. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Would you like to play one more for us?
Sure. I got another one about pirates.
Pirates.
I was watching a show called Black Sails, and it's a spinoff of the Long John Silver thing type of thing. And and I started thinking about that one.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to write a song about it. And it's a fun song. And this is the one, I think, the one that I like the most on the EP because of all the background and instrumentation that was put into it. It's just like a rocking little fun thing, and it's fun to do it. So,
okay. And what is it called?
It's called Raise the Black. And the reason it's called that is because in the pirate show you're watching, when they are going after the ship, when they raise the black, the ship is like, uh-oh.
<It's> Here it comes. Here's Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Time in life when pirates ruled the sea. Run around the Caribbean wild and free. Made their own rules and they followed them right. Stick to the code or say goodnight. Oh boy, wait and see. Raise the black and rule the seas. In a moment, the ship would see its fate. Stand and fight or give up and run. Pirates would have you for the sinking sun. Raise the black and it's too late. Bones and Bonnie Rackham, John Silver. Captain Flynn was the one that made you quiver. He was the leader, the best of their time. Didn't want to cross him at any time. Oh boy, wait and see. Raise the black and rule the seas. At a moment, the ship would see its fate. Stand and fight or give up and run. The pirates would have you for the sinking sun. Raise the black and it's too late. Look at them and wonder how it would be. Roam around the Caribbean wild and free. The more I look, the more that I see. This ain't no life for you and me. Oh boy, wait and see. Raise the black and rule the seas. At a moment, the ship would see its fate. Stand and fight or give up and run. Pirates would have you for the sinking sun. Raise the black and it's too late. Raise the black and rule the seas. At a moment, ship would see its fame. And all good pirates said, "Arr!" All right.
I was waiting for that. Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise. You know, this has been really fun here this morning. I needed a smile, Bob, and I was so glad that you were able to come down here and make us smile this morning. Now, once again, let's tell people when your open mic is. It's like on Thursdays, right?
Correct. And starting Thursdays from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And starting Monday, June 5th, we're going to do it on Mondays from 7 to 10.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have two during the week, and we'll see if we can pull the second one off. Let's hurry up and wait.
And it's at Fisher's Neighborhood Kitchen.
Correct.
Up on North Great Neck Road.
Correct.
So. It's a great time, friends. I tell you, open mics are a lot of fun. So if you're a player, come and play. If not, if you like to listen and, you know, have a nice dinner, well, there you have it. I really appreciate you doing this, Bob.
Thank you again for having me. It's like bucket list.
Really?
Because you don't think about it much and you see your friends are on the radio and then out of the blue, you get a call, oh, I get to do this. So it's cool.
Well, I'm glad you had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Bob Linsley here on Hunter at Sunrise.